Hello and welcome to Behind the Mic Radio. I'm your host, Dawn Mack, and I want to welcome everyone to our show tonight. Man, have we got a show tonight. But first things first, you know what today is? Today's Wednesday, which I like to call Wednesday the eve of Friday Eve. You know, kind of like the eve of Christmas Eve. Well, it's midweek, folks. We've made it. And I'm just curious, how many All My Children fans do we have out there? Raise your hands, yell, scream, shout, because tonight, if you're an AMC fan, you're in the right place. We have got a wonderful, wonderful guest with us. I'm a huge fan already. I love this guy and his character. It is just amazing what he is doing on the show. And I'm talking about Eric Nelson, and he plays the role of A.J. Chandler on All My Children. And man, I think we've got a lot of fans and out there tuning in tonight. Thank you so very much for joining us, and we will be glad to welcome now Eric Nelson. Hello.
Hey, Dawn. First of all, awesome intro. That was fantastic.
Look, I was like, well, do I want to give the rundown of all your, gosh, a mile-long accomplishments, or do I just want to wing it? So I said, you know, we do want to have you on and let you talk. So, you know, I thought I'll just wing it.
Well, that sounds good. Sounds like you know what you're doing.
I try. Thank you so much for being here. I mean, gosh, you have been so incredibly busy, of course, with the show, and you've got all these other things going on, too. And so just to give us a little bit of your time tonight is just awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm happy to do it. And thank you for, you know, letting me be a part of it. It's kind of exciting. I've been waiting. I've been, like, counting down the minutes till 8 o'clock, ready to do this.
Well, I love it. I feel like, you know, as much as you and I have conversed over email over the last week or so, I feel like we're fast friends or something. But I just have to tell you right out of the gate that prior to the relaunch of All My Children and One Life to Live, I had never seen either soap because I grew up, I've got an admission, I grew up a CBS soaps fan. I mean, that was just kind of my grandmother watched, my mother, you know, it's a generational thing, and it was just
taboo. What, CBS soaps?
Yeah, I watched CBS soaps. And so, but when you know, the talk started happening about Prospect Park launching, bringing back AMC and One Life to Live, I couldn't stand myself. I had to go find out what everybody was talking about. And, man, am I glad that I did.
Well, welcome into the family.
I know. I feel like I've joined a family or something. I mean, I want to tell you, one of my very dear friends, she's been a longtime fan of both shows, and she tried to warn me. She says, I'm telling you, when you start watching this relaunch, she said, you're going to be hooked from the word go. And believe me, she was right. But I have to say, props to you, because right out of the gate of watching, tuning in to All My Children, you were undoubtedly just one of my fast faves already. And
now,
I
you're not
your
just
character.
Saying that because you have me on the line, are you?
I am not saying that. I love the character. I mean, it is just so neat to, I mean, you play the role so well, but I love your character. I love the interaction you have with Miranda and, you know, your character that he has with Miranda and just all the many things that you're doing. And you know, it's just been great so far. The show is just really off to an awesome start. And
thank you. It's crazy. We've just been getting so much of that, of like what you just gave me, just positive feedback, people just falling in love with the characters, and people who not necessarily ever watched the show before. You know, a lot of my friends never really tuned in much before. I have family members that did, but as far as my friends who were kind of my age, you know, a lot of them didn't know much about it, but they started tuning in just because I was on it and ended up now falling in love, and they want more. They can't wait.
Exactly. I mean, and it's funny because that friend that I mentioned earlier that told me you're going to get hooked from the word go, I actually talked to her like a day or two after it started back, and I said, you were right. She goes, what did I tell you? You know, but I have to say, mad props to the writers, because one of my favorite scenes that I've seen so far that you've been in is the scene where AJ throws Miranda he brings in the band, and, you know, Miranda doesn't want to go to the dance, so he chivalry was not dead. Your character made every female out there go, oh my gosh, why can't my boyfriend be like this? Or are there guys out there like this guy? We want AJ for our prom date. We want AJ as our boyfriend. I mean, you know, and I'm probably old enough to be your mom, so I'm sitting here going, gosh, do men like this exist? So it was just so well played, and it was just wonderful the way that all kind of unveiled, you know, and revealed itself.
Yeah, you know, and it was so much fun to film, too, because Hotshell Ray, they were such cool guys, and they were all kind of our age, so we all got along so well. And, yeah, like you said, I mean, AJ just wanted to pull out all the stops. He's, you know, got a real emotional connection to Miranda, and he's got a lot of money, so he can afford to hire one of the coolest bands out there right now to perform in his living room, which always helps. You know, a lot of boyfriends out there, it's, you know, the Chandler family that AJ comes from, you know, are kind of known for having lots of money, which never hurts to make a good situation a little bit better.
That's true. But, you know, the one thing I like about your character is even though, you know, it's known that the family has lots of money, you do not act like the spoiled rich kid. You know, I mean, your character is he's kind of grounded. I mean, it's kind of surprising, you know, because almost on every soap where you've got, you know, the son of a son of a son kind of thing, and the money just goes as far as you can imagine. You always have that sense of spoiled, rotten nature, but you are your character is just so well-grounded, and I think that's one of the reasons why so many people are in, you know, just love your character and just love you playing the role. So, you know, it's just been great so far. I guess
and you know what, I think
a lot
of that comes from,
ahead,
too, is, you know, AJ's dad, kind of his whole life growing up was such a, you know, disgrace to the family in a way, and was so, you know, if there was a spoiled one and if there was someone who was going to be acting out and going crazy, it was his dad. So I think he kind of got to see what he didn't want to be. And I think that kind of helps with him not being, you know, that typical bunch of money, spoiled, just off-the-wall teenage kid.
Well, and I have to ask you, now, is there any part of you, Eric Nelson, in the character A.J. Chandler? I mean, have you put any of yourself into the character? Are you anything like your character?
You know, in some ways, yeah. A.J., you know, is big into sports. I love sports. I grew up playing, you know, soccer, tennis, basketball, hockey. So, you know, in that aspect, absolutely. He's an athletic, you know, loves to, you know, he's kind of the captain of the baseball team type deal. And so I kind of related to him in that aspect. And, you know, he's got a big heart. I'm very much a family guy. I love my family. I love my friends. So I pour a lot of myself, Eric Nelson, into, you know, my relationships and stuff. So as far as that goes, I think AJ and I have that in common as well. Absolutely.
Well, that is awesome. Now I want to kind of back up a little bit and talk about how this role came to be for you.
Like how I ended up booking it?
Yes, how you ended up getting the role. How did it all come about?
You know, it's so funny because when they initially were auditioning, they had fake character names, at least the New York auditions. My character's name was Luke, I think, and Miranda's was Charlotte, because I think they were really trying to keep it under wraps and didn't want to give away any storylines or didn't want to give away any characters that were coming or going. So they didn't even have AJ on the breakdown, which is, you know, kind of the character description when you get an audition. It said Luke, and it had the age, and it kind of had his, you know, personality traits. And so I thought I was auditioning for this kid, Luke, and my aunt, Aunt Joanne, I don't know if she's out there listening, but hi, Auntie. My Aunt Joanne was a huge All My Children fan, watched every single episode, and so I called her right away when I had the audition, and I was like, all right, Auntie, I've got this audition for All My Children. I know you're a big fan. This kid, his name is Luke, and, you know, she didn't know any Luke, must be a new character. And then finally I go, you know, to the audition and I get callbacks, and then I get mixed and matched with a bunch of other girls who were reading for Charlotte, AKA turns out to be Miranda. So we had a long, you know, kind of process, you know, mixing and pairing, seeing who looks good with who. And then I found out, and then the producer calls, Ginger Smith, one of our executive producers, and she said, you know, I just want to talk to you. Congratulations, first of all. I'd like to kind of fill you in on, you know, your family, where you came from. And I was like, well, I kind of, you know, thought I was a new character. And, oh, she goes, no, no, your family, your character's been on the show for a long time, AJ Chandler. So I had no idea until I think I got the call from my producer that I was playing AJ. And then she kind of filled me in. She gave me about a 15-minute conversation with about 1,000 different characters in there. So I was trying to write notes, seeing who was attached to who, and it took me a while to get that straight. But once I figured it out and called my aunt back, and I was like, well, do you know AJ Chandler? She had a heart attack. So I knew it must have been something. I knew it must have been a good part.
Yeah, it's almost like you almost had to go to school and take All My Children 101, you know, to just kind of get the backstory on the soap.
Oh,
you know,
completely.
And the ins and outs.
You know, I'm still trying to, you know, for the most part, I've got it all figured out, but there's so many different storylines and so many connections through people, you know, that I've got family members, you know, texting me or whatever, being like, all right, so how is this person related? You know, it's still, we're still trying to piece it all together, but it's definitely a soapy, you know, connection between people. A lot of random, you know, connections, I guess.
And so I just have to ask, what does your aunt think now that she's seen you in the role of AJ Chandler? I mean, obviously she's a longtime fan. Has she, you know, said that you're spot on in the role? I mean, has she given you any critique, praise? What has she had to say?
No, she's so supportive. I mean, she said right away when she found out that it was AJ, she goes, oh, I could you're a perfect AJ. She says, I could totally see that. You know, because when the character was younger, he had, like, long blonde hair. And when I was a little bit younger, I had long blonde hair. Just kind of, we looked a lot like each other. And so physically, she thought I was a perfect match for him. And then when she, you know, actually got to see me in action as well, it was, you know, one of those things that she was just, you know, was kind of blown away and just so happy and proud that, you know, I was on it, that she probably would, you know, I could just walk across the screen and she would have been happy.
Well, you know, she's a very proud aunt, I'm sure, as I'm sure your entire family is. And
all of them, yeah,
well,
they really are.
I have to say, the chemistry between you and Denise on screen is just unbelievable. It's very magical. And I think that the writers, you know, the producers got it right when they picked her for the role of Miranda. She plays that so well. The two of you together really play off each other, and it's just so believable. I mean, it's for a moment, it's very hard to see that you're acting, you know, that this is just a story. I mean, it really is that real.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, you know, she's from L.A., and I only read with New York girls. So I got to see a bunch of and read in the audition, you know, for the callbacks to mix and match with a lot of New York girls. And so I never even read or had a chemistry test with Denise. And so showing up on the first day, you know, you kind of hope that you have that automatic chemistry so they don't, you know, not buy it and then one of us gets killed off or something. But it really was just automatic, you know. She's such a fun, bubbly, you know, sweet girl in real life. Well, and on the show too, but, you know. And so it just kind of clicked. Which was so great for both of us. We got lucky because, you know, most of our scenes are together. And, you know, she's just a joy to be around. So she made it really easy.
Well, I'm just, you know, I think a lot of fans out there, and of course now I'm coming from the kind of the newbie phase where I'm still kind of learning who's who, and like you were when you were scribbling notes that day when you got that phone call. You know, I'm still trying to figure out who belongs with who and what family is who with, you know. But I'm rooting, you know, not really, I'm still learning the backstory, you know, with AJ and Miranda, but gosh, your chemistry is so good on screen that I'm saying, gosh, I hope these two, you know, get together, you know. And you can tell there's that underlying, you know, chemistry there between the two characters. It's really amazing how that all works. But
yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I'm real interested to see what's going to happen moving forward. And, of course, I'm not asking you to talk about any of that because we're not spoiling anything. But it's just, you know, the show is so good that every day I just go, oh, I can't wait till the next episode. It's just, but the great thing about it being on Hulu is that you can just watch and rewatch. You know, if you think you missed something or missed somebody saying something, then I mean, you can back it up and watch it again. And that's
the
beauty of Hulu.
Exactly. And that's kind of what, you know, that's kind of what they wanted, you know, make it easier for people to be able to watch it. You know, I've got two little sisters who are in school all day. So if this show was on at 1 o'clock, they'd never be able to see it. Lily and Sophie. And so it kind of makes them able to, on the weekends, you know, with mom and dad, be able to pull it up on the computer screen and kind of watch it whenever they want. So it makes it really easy, which is great, which is why I think this will be around for a long time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, with so many things moving to the Internet as it is, you know, so much programming that we see on network television anyway, you know, I think that the beautiful thing that Prospect Park has done is ingenious, because they have laid the groundwork for bringing two shows back that people love like crazy and are thrilled the pieces that are back. But, you know, I'm hopeful that this will allow other companies to sit up and take notice for other lost soaps that have gone off air to say, hey, Prospect Park is on to something, you know, and they'll get inspired, you know. So it is really a great thing that they've done. And the fans, you know, I tend to watch more stuff online than I do on my television set, because I'm doing so much online all the time anyway. So it was just, like I said, it was just an ingenious idea that I'm so glad has come to fruition for them and for you. I mean, you have a job because of it, you know.
Completely. And you know, it's funny because, you know, they took a big leap in the dark here. Not a lot of people have done this, and they didn't really know what to expect. And the thing is, that's where everything's going. You know, no one's really watching live TV anymore. A lot of people DVR things. Most people watch it online. So eventually, I tend to think that all TV is going to be online, because that's just where everything's going. They have smart TVs, all that good stuff. And so we just happen to be one of the pioneering networks and companies that get to, you know, kind of jumpstart and show everyone that, yeah, actually right now is the time. And I think that's what we're doing. And I think it's really working out. And I know we're like number one on TV downloads on iTunes above amazing shows like Breaking Bad and Downton Abbey and all Mad Men. And when I saw that, I kind of like had to take a moment and just realize the level of magnitude that this show has right now. It's kind of overwhelming for me at the moment. I'm still trying to get used to it, but it's all so great at the same time, so I couldn't be happier with it.
Well, and it's I don't think, Eric, just so you know, that it's going to be something that's just temporal, because, you know, it just came back in April and everybody's still on that high of AMC and One Life to Live are back kind of thing. There were so many people that loved these shows before the fact and hated it when they went away that they're here to stay. And now all the new fans like me, who had never seen either show before, and I'm watching. But when I'm watching it online, it's really, I don't sit there and say I'm watching this online, because it is, you know, the way it is done, and it's done so wonderfully well, you don't even think about how you're watching it, you know.
Right, right.
And that's amazing, you know. But you're right. I agree with you. I mean, ever since the invention of the VCR, where people figured out, hey, I can record this program, you know, things mm-hmm. have kind of been evolving towards where we are now. And, you know, there's so many more things that, you know, I spoke with Jordy Villasuso recently, and he said, you know, with this new concept of everything moving online, the sky's the limit. There are going to be things that we could do online, on the Internet, that we could never do on network television. And I think
exactly.
about that, you know. Now, I want to kind of back up and talk a little bit about, you know, your humble beginnings, if you will, before you ever got to AMC, because you have done, like I said, I wanted to read your, you know, your whole, everything you've done, and it was just a mile long. And talk a little bit about your, you know, how you got started in acting and how this all came about for you. I mean, was this something you wanted to do, you know, growing up, and it just kind of something you evolved into?
No, it was, when I was younger, I never even thought about it. I kind of started dancing, which I guess was the thing that kind of got me into the arts. I was kind of doing sports and everything all when I was a kid, and then randomly got into dancing. My mom put my little brother into classes or something, and then I started going and watching and just wanted to try it and fell in love with it. Started doing competitions and everything and really just wanted to dance all the time. You know, it was very physical. It was very fun for me. Just could kind of like let it all out. And so then I started, you know, they had acting classes at the dance studio, so I would do that. And then I did, you know, a couple maybe only one, but a local production of, you know, Oliver down in South Florida where I lived, and just kind of really started liking it. And long story short, got the opportunity to come to New York, and came to New York. My little brother was kind of doing it. He was an actor. He kind of was born just retardedly talented and had this just like presence about him that, you know, made people just want to watch whatever he was doing, which is really cool. So he kind of got me into it. He started doing it professionally in New York. I wanted to try it. It just kind of clicked. I loved it. Started getting opportunities, started auditioning. And then when I was, you know, 16, landed the part, one of the lead parts in a Broadway musical, which was kind of the turning point for me. I had done some little things before that. You know, I did a guest spot on, like, Guiding Light. And you said you watched CBS soaps, so I had to throw that in there.
Oh, yeah.
And so 13, which was this Broadway show a few years back, kind of was that turning point for me where I was like, oh, wow, I think I want to, like, you know, do this forever. I think I can do it. Because that kind of just gave me the assurance that, oh, you know, maybe I do have some talent, and maybe people want to see me perform and stuff. Before, I was kind of, you know, doing it all for me, and I liked it. And then I started realizing that people enjoyed watching me do it. And then that gave me a whole boost of new confidence. So then I just started taking a lot of classes. I went to a professional performing arts school here in New York City, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade into high school, and just studied, worked hard, auditioned, started, you know, landing some parts, and, you know, got to work on some of my favorite shows, Law and Order, Blue Bloods, all kinds of cool things. And it's just, I don't even know. It's still weird for me because I, you know, came from South Florida where, you know, none of this would have been a possibility. I never even thought twice about it. And then all of a sudden, you know, the last few years, it's just kind of all been taking off. And I couldn't be, you know, more grateful and feel more blessed about it. And I truly do, you know, love what I do. And I don't know, I feel like I'm in the right place in my life right now. And I'm supposed to be doing what I'm doing. So it's a really good feeling.
I really totally wholeheartedly agree. And because, you know, honestly, even though I never saw All My Children before, just watching you in the role of A.J. Chandler, and then hearing, you know, how you got from there to here in terms of your current role, it's just amazing. I don't think I could imagine anybody else playing that role, you know, of all the other great actors out there. It would just be hard at this point. You've grown on me, so, you know, your character has just grown on me, as it has many people out there.
So sweet.
I'm enjoying the show so much. And now, you know, the show is having just gotten started at the end of April, and things are really off to a great start, and things are rolling. Maybe a little too early to ask you, you know, are there some things you would like to see happen with your character moving forward? With, you know, not necessarily talking about storylines or anything, but just as your character, I mean, what do you think is something that your character currently is struggling with that you'd like to see kind of worked out as time goes on?
Oh, Don, that is such a good question. that really is a great question. I haven't been asked that before. You know, I'm not sure because, you know, we're kind of just taking it day by day. You know, kind of what you see and where our characters are on the air, we're not far off that when we're filming, because it's been a pretty quick turnaround. We'll air, you know, some scenes, and I mean, we'll shoot some scenes and some episodes, and then, you know, a few weeks later, you'll see them on the air. So our scripts aren't that much ahead of where you guys are at, believe it or not. You know, I'm sure, you know, we know a lot more just because we talk to the producers and everything on what's going to happen. But as far as where I'd like to see my character go, it's hard to answer that because I don't want to give anything away.
Right, exactly.
Because if I say, well, I want it to go this way, and you all were assuming that I was going to go that way anyway, I'll be in trouble.
No, don't do that, Ben. You know, I was trying to find a right way to frame the question without it, like, making it sound like you're trying to lead you in that.
A fun thing I could say would be, you know, getting to take over the Chandler Company at some point. You know, I'm still young right now, so that wouldn't happen for a few years. But, you know, if I get lucky enough to be on the show for a while, maybe I can take over the old Chandler Media and become, you know, a very successful businessman. Who knows?
Well, I'm just going to put it out there on behalf of the fans that now that the show is back, I can assure you that I don't think the fans are going to want AJ to go anywhere anytime soon, if ever. You know, none of the characters, because we fought so hard to get you back, you know, to get the show back. And the writers and the producers have done such a phenomenal job of bringing back, you know, a lot of the old familiar favorites that people just came to love, and introducing, you know, older versions of characters that were young at one point, and, you know, as in, you know, your character, Miranda. And it's just, it's great to see kind of the fast forward to 5 years later and how things, and how they're tying all the storylines together from the 5 year ago when the show ended to now. It's beautiful the way they're kind of pulling all that together, and which is laying the groundwork for some great storylines forthcoming, I'm sure. So
yeah, well, thank you, first of all, for saying that. It's so sweet. We're right there with you. We hope we don't go anywhere either. We're having such a good time together. We know we've all bonded so much and become so close. It's like we're a big family. Spending that many hours with the same people every day and the same crew for, you know, weeks and weeks on end really just forms a family bond, and you can't I don't think you can get that anywhere else. It's such a cool thing, because it could have gone the other way. You know, you could have been stuck with people that, you know, we've been on the show, you guys are new, you know, I was worried that maybe there was going to be some sort of, you know, I don't know, you hear horror stories like divas and things like that, but it's so the opposite. It truly is, and they're all just, you know, the actors that have been on the show forever. I wasn't going to say the older actors. I was just going to say the actors that have been on the show for a while.
Yeah.
have just, you know, been just as supportive and you know, kind of loving as the new actors, you know, who are just starting for the first time. Everyone's just been really great to work with. So I, you know, as I said before, it's been a great experience, and I'm just so happy to be a part of it.
Well, in your current role, have you found anything in it to be challenging as opposed to some of the other work that you've done prior?
Oh, absolutely. Just the way that soaps work was something I've never really experienced. You know, I did a little thing on Guiding Light, but it wasn't anywhere near the magnitude of what I'm doing right now. And literally, I'm working on a film right now, and you know, they love hearing stories about it because it's such a different world. You know, on set of the film, we'll take a whole day to film, you know, 2, 3, maybe 4 scenes if we're lucky, which is probably a total of, you know, who knows, sometimes only 8 pages. But on the soap, we literally have to film almost 100 pages, sometimes more than 100 in one day. So we get maybe one take to do, depending on the scene, you know, maybe the scene is 5, 6 pages long, one time to do it, maybe 2, and then you have to move on to the next one. So if you feel like you didn't do your best work, you're, you know, kind of screwed. You have to just let it go and hope for the best. So for me, that was the hardest part, was learning to get in the groove of having to memorize 40 pages a night and only getting those pages sometimes the night before, and then having to shoot them so quickly. Like, the director will be, all right, so you're going to pick that up, you're going to walk over there, but make sure you look at her before you say the line. And then after the line, you're going to come back over here, you're going to walk, pick that jug up, and throw it across the floor. All right, let's see it. And then you just have to do it. And if you're not quick, you know, they don't have time to sit there and try to work with people, so you really have to be on your game. So in that aspect, it's been, you know, different from everything else I've done as far as the pacing, the amount of material, and just the way things work. But you know, it's been a great learning experience, and I feel like I'm coming along, so I'm feeling good about it.
Well, if it's any affirmation for you, just the way you guys work on screen, you make it look so believable, and it looks like it's just been so well rehearsed. You know, numerous takes or whatever it takes to get it to the point of what we see when we view it. You know, and
right.
I hear soap actors talk about this a lot because, you know, it's always just been a mystery to me and just amazed me at how, you know, you have pages and pages upon pages of script that you learn in a moment's notice. And obviously, you know, you're well-trained, or you wouldn't be where you are, but how do you get yourself in that mindset? Because that, to me, would be extremely overwhelming to try, you know, like you said, you might not get the script till the night before, but how do you master that?
It's hard, and I think it's a never-ending process. I feel like every day you're going to learn something new. But there are techniques and little tricks you can do to kind of help the process. Everyone's kind of got their own way of helping them memorize and helping them, you know, kind of get in the zone. And so it's finding those tricks and finding those little things that, you know, help you personally is the best way to go. And a lot of that for me came from talking to some of the veteran actors who have been on the show for a long time. Like Katie McClain, for instance, she kind of just grabbed my hand the first day I was there. We were both sitting watching other people film, and she just was telling me some tricks, you know, mm-hmm. tricks on what angle is always best for the camera. You know, when you're little things, like if you're talking to an actor and you're looking at them in the scene, always look at the eye that's closer to camera, because it'll just shift your eyes a little bit and open them up more to the camera. Like little things like that I never would have thought about that come from just working on a show for so long. Little things like that she would tell me, and, you know, I, you know, gradually kind of pick up on things. And, oh, there's a technique to hugging people on soaps, which was very interesting. Katie kind of gave me the rundown on the first day. You kind of have to crane your neck out a little farther than normal so that the cameras can pick you up and the other person up as you're hugging. It's so weird, but once you get in the hang of it, it kind of becomes second nature. probably didn't even make sense what I just said, but little things like having to learn how to hug people all over again when you've been doing it the same way your whole life is kind of, you know, throws you off a little bit.
But yet, when we see it, you know, on screen, it looks normal. You know,
right,
as
completely.
As
it's like,
field of view, it looks completely normal. And, you know, and also the thing that I've always found fascinating about soaps in general was, you know, when you have people filming love scenes and this and that, and everything just looks so real. And, you know, I think as the viewer, you forget that there's a camera crew, you know, filming all this. There is, you know, people all over the place while this is going on, you know. And you know, two actors really have to just be in that moment and just block all that out, which I think would be highly distracting if I were an actress. But, it is amazing the little, you know, the tons of tricks of the trade that you pick up and you learn, I'm sure, that help you with all of these things that you would never even think about, you know, until you're
absolutely
in that position. You know, and so, yeah, no, it doesn't sound confusing at all. It's just, it's amazing how, you know, it all works, and then when we see it, it looks great. You know, it's just a great product that's been produced. So, and as far as if you think you've screwed up or failed, believe me, if you have, we couldn't tell.
Well, thank you for saying that. And, you know, we've got some awesome, our guys who run the cameras and our people who are doing all the editing and splicing and seeing, you know, all the behind the scenes, they're so good at what they do. So even if sometimes I do feel like maybe I flubbed a line or I forgot, they know how to make it, you know, put the camera on the other person for that brief second so, you know, it doesn't look obvious that the one person dropped his phone on accident. They just know how to make it work, and they know how to make people look so good. It's crazy how they do that, but I'm very impressed with our editors.
Yes, and they're mad props to the writers and the editors and everybody that is working so hard to make All My Children just, you know, the wonderful soap that it is. And we're just so glad that you guys are back and that you are a part of it. It's just been great to watch you and your characters so far, and just how the show is unfolding. All the storylines are just phenomenal right now. So it's just, you know, we're going, I always have said, watch it, being an avid soap fan for so many years of my life, I've always said, I don't know what it is, but the summer soap season is always the best. I mean, as good as soaps are year round, there's just something about the summertime. and the storylines kind of ramp up, and, you know, and you just, you know, I just always felt like, you know, when I was a kid growing up watching the soaps in my teen years, you know, those summers out of high school, I just think, oh man, the soaps were so great this summer. And you just, you know, but it is kind of cyclical that way. But I look forward to what's going to happen this summer and all my children. It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome. We've got some great stuff coming up. So, yeah, you have to tune in. There's some twists coming up. That's all I can say.
Well, that's all you need to say, because we wouldn't want to know anymore. We want to be surprised, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Eric, thank you so very much for being with us tonight. I just love the show. You're phenomenal, and I look forward to seeing what's going to happen around the corner moving forward. So it is going to be great, I'm sure.
Well,
so,
thank you so much for having me. Where are you from, by the way? Where's your accent from?
Well, I'm from North Carolina, and I'm based out of North Carolina. So, yeah.
I love North Carolina. We my family and I have gone up in the mountains near kind of Blowing Rock area a bunch.
I've got some
family up there. Yeah, it's just so beautiful. I knew I recognized that accent, so.
Well, when people ask where you're from, they either guess Texas or North Carolina, because they're
from
Texas.
Well, I was
going to
say Texas. My fiance and all her family is down in Fort Worth, and you kind of reminded me of them for a second, but I wasn't sure.
Where I'm based is right outside of, I'm about 40 minutes from Raleigh-Durham, and the Flowing Rock area, Boone area, where you're talking about is about, I don't know, 2.5 hours from where I'm based. So the great thing about North Carolina is you've got the coast on one end of the state and the mountains on the other end. I mean, we're in heaven here, and, and of course, it's the home of the famous UNC Tar Heels, too. So,
I know. I'm a big fan.
Are you a Carolina fan? Well, see?
Yes, I am.
I knew I liked you from the get-go, but now you really got my vote, because I am, as a matter of fact, this is not my day job. My day job, I work at UNC Chapel Hill. So,
Really?
So, yeah. I do.
You don't know Tracy Tabb. She went to school there a long time ago. My stepmom went to Chapel Hill.
Is that right?
For a bit. We're big Tar Heel fans, let me tell you.
Well, are you sure you never lived in North Carolina at some point? Although you don't have the Carolina accent, but,
I never did, but I would love to. And I might be visiting there this summer, so I'll have to give you a call.
I wish you would. I would love to just, take you to somewhere to eat, just treat you to dinner and as a way to say thank you for being on the show. But, gosh, it's a small world, isn't it?
It really is. And that would be a blast. So we'll have to be in touch.
Definitely. Well, Eric, thank you so much for your time. It's been great, and we look forward to seeing more of you on All My Children.
Thank you, Dawn. Have a great night. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care now.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Is he not the coolest dude on the planet? I mean, Eric is the coolest dude on the planet. And, and I thought he was the coolest dude all throughout, from the moment I saw him first on All My Children Reboot. But to find out he's a Carolina fan, that just sealed the deal right there. Wow, what a great guy. And I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. He was just phenomenal. And, whether you're a first-time All My Children viewer like I am, new, brand-new fan, or you're a diehard fan who has watched the show from day one, even before the relaunch, I'm loving what I'm seeing. I'm loving the storylines, loving the show. It's just awesome. And I can't stop watching. I'm hooked. And, even before I kind of tuned in, I heard this a lot, even in the Twitter feeds and social media, as this was getting ready to relaunch, people were saying you'll get hooked. And I kept seeing that over and over. And now I understand what the hype was all about. I understand why the All My Children and One Life to Live communities fought so hard to get their soaps back on there. And, and folks, it really doesn't matter if they're on network television or they're on the Internet, or if they're on the Internet 7 days a week or 2 days a week. The fact of the matter is the soaps are back. And, and as I was telling Eric, in case you tuned in late, I grew up a CBS soaps girl. And, and the thing that I'm so excited about is this is working so well for Prospect Park, and they are doing something that is not only groundbreaking, but innovative and ingenious, and something that's never been done before. And it gives me hope that, Procter & Gamble, who still owns the rights to Guiding Light, and As the World Turns, those soaps at one point will be able to be sacked as well. So, you know, it would be great to have all of our soaps back, folks. And so we keep hoping for that and keep pulling for that. That would indeed be just unbelievably surreal if that comes to pass. But in the meantime, I'm a new fan, love the two shows, and it's just great. It's great what they're doing. The writing's phenomenal, and it's just been, you know, I think what they've done has been wonderful thus far and has made it so well worth the wait, don't you think? So we, again, want to say a huge, huge thank you to Eric Nelson for being our very special guest tonight. And thank you to all of you for tuning in and joining us. And if you're brand new to our program, we are Behind the Mic Radio, and I'm your host, Dawn Mack. We'd love to have you back anytime. So welcome aboard. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight and go ahead and wrap up. We are actually going to be off air for the next few days, actually for about the next week or so. My son is graduating from high school this weekend, so we're very excited about that, and we are actually going to be taking a family vacation to celebrate his accomplishments. So I will be off air for a few days, but that's okay. I'll miss you guys while I'm gone, but never rest assured I won't be gone for long, and later in the month we will be bringing more great guests to you. So. And trying to get some more of these All My Children people on, and One Life to Live. So just stay tuned. You never know. You can follow us on Twitter at Behind the Mic Radio, or BT Mic Radio. And, of course, just visit our website anytime at BehindTheMicRadio.com for all the ins and outs of our show and who we have coming. So with that, I will say good night. Enjoy the rest of your week and your weekend, and we'll see you back here again real soon. Good night, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect to Behind the Mic Radio on Twitter at BT Mic Radio and on Facebook at Behind the Mic Radio. Check out our website at BehindTheMicRadio.com. Also, follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, where you can stay up to date on all upcoming shows. Every episode is available for immediate download upon the conclusion of each broadcast, and as always, on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.